And next up we have Samuel Marsden Whitby.
Cool, thanks. Boo. Okay, and after all that, it seems to be working now. Okay, this is Nicholas, and I'm Matt. We're from Marsden Whitby, which is a lot smaller. We really hate being shown up by our larger Karori counterparts. Today we're going to show you how Linux, Fedora specifically, can be used in a college environment. Does anybody here use Linux? That's okay then? Yep, sure. Has anybody else at least heard of it? That's much better.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the login screen, clearly. Our little icon here, that's our school logo. We're blatantly plugging ourselves because that's just what we do. It can be changed to anything, though, so you could change it to your own school logo or a smiley face, or if you had particularly unintelligent students or students who had trouble using a computer, you could even change it to a set of instructions if you so desired. So we'll log in now. Ta-da.
Oh dear.
That's not good, is it?
That'll be...
Okay, we'll work with that. That's meant to say applications
and the Fedora logo,
Nicholas mentions. So we have the top bar, which is sort of similar to the Windows start menu, but it's all grouped in different categories. So Nicholas is running through the menus now, and he's going to open something. I'm not quite sure which, because we're not very prepared. Okay, he's opened a word processor. This is...
It's a commentary.
I'm commentating. It's starting. exciting. It'll run a lot. We're virtualizing it at the moment because we haven't quite convinced our IT teacher to do a full install. It'll run a lot faster if it's installed straight to the hard drive. But now we're running two operating systems at once, which is not good on a... Yeah, thankfully it's XP. As you can see, Fedora's very, fairly nice looking. Far better looking than XP, and no sane person would use Vista on a school network, and I don't talk about Macs because I don't like them very much. So here we have OpenOffice Writer, which seems to have... Here we go. So it's essentially Word, but not with a ridiculous price tag. There's probably a few people in here who've used it. Not quite enough, though. So here we go. Fontwork, which is not... It's called Fontwork, not WordUp, because that would make Microsoft angry. And nobody likes an angry Microsoft. It seems to have disappeared off the face of the planet. There we go. Imaginatively, it says Fontwork. But you can change that, funnily enough. And I don't know what he's done there. Marston's not a word. Okay. So basically it can do anything Word can do. Let's move on to the next program now. Now we're opening a spreadsheet program. So like Excel, but better. Better because it's free. Yes. Totally. Yes, which is one of the main advantages of using Linux in a college environment, is that it's a heck of a lot cheaper. Linux is entirely free, and all the programs are free, and also easy to get using the package manager. Does anybody know what a package manager is? Should I explain it? Okay, I'll explain it next. So here we have... Here we have Excel, which not Excel, Calc, OpenOffice.org Calc, not Excel, which requested administrator permission for some reason. It shouldn't usually do that. Oh no, it was opening the package manager. So here's our spreadsheet program. It does whatever spreadsheet programs do. Everybody loves a good spreadsheet. Yes. Okay. We'll just show off the package manager very quickly. Right. Now, we've got no internet connection here, of course, but it's basically a list of all the programs available for the operating system, and it's very easy to organize as opposed to going on the internet and finding them. Okay, I've been getting signals from my IT teacher to wrap it up because we're out of time. So that's it. Have a good day.